What's up, Smile Squad? It's your Audible Boo Thang, Amber Smiles Jones, on my station, Professionally Silly, recorded with the Anchor FM app. And listen, Smile Squad, listen, I'm about to get real with y'all for a second, and I want to drop some positive bombs on all of y'all. You know, I'm out here in Los Angeles chasing these dreams, okay? And I've been out here for about 5 years now. And I moved here from Atlanta to do stand-up comedy and some acting, you know, because I actually have a degree in performing arts. So that's really my dream there. And my dream is not to become rich or famous or well-known, but my dream is to be able to pay my bills, you know, and hopefully if I get a family in the future, to be able to take care of them with just my craft and no more day jobs I don't give a shit about or side jobs I can care less about or stressful situations I have to put myself in, put myself through just to get by to the next stage, you know, living paycheck to paycheck. That's my version of success, is not having to live paycheck to paycheck and do what I love. That is success for me. But let me tell you something, the term dream chasing is accurate as fuck because we exhaust ourselves chasing it. And, you know, and living in Los Angeles is great, don't get me wrong, but it's hard. You know, everything is expensive as fuck. A studio apartment in LA is over $1,000 a month on average. And that's not including any utilities usually. Okay? It's expensive. And I'm not saying that it's easier to chase your dreams in less expensive areas. I'm not saying that. Your dreams are your dreams, and you should never give up on them, no matter where you are, what you have, what you don't have. If you think you're not going to be successful, you know, just keep doing it, because you just never know. You know, none of you motherfuckers have a crystal ball. That's all I'm saying. So, like I was saying, Los Angeles is an expensive place to live, you know, but in order to take care of cost of living, bills, food, anything else that you have to work your ass off to get, and in doing that, sometimes you have to put your dreams down for a second to handle your business. You know, sometimes it takes longer than you expected, days, weeks, months, even years pass for many people who fall into that hole. And I'll admit, I'm definitely one of those people where I got trapped in my day job, a job I don't even really care about. But it is important because it is how I have a roof over my head. It's how I have food in my belly, you know, clothes on my back and Wi-Fi, you know. So I'm not saying that it's not important, but it's also very important that you make time for your dreams, you know, especially if you've got that special talent. You know, you're one in the creative field. Don't give up. Make sure you make time to practice. Make time to create your content. Make time to do whatever it is that you love to do. You know, and to all those people out there chasing those dreams, and you feel like your day job is eating you alive, I'm here to tell you that you aren't alone. You're really not. You're not alone. You know, and all I can say is never give up. I know that's cliche, and I know at times it's easier said than done, but believe me, I know. But it's also the only advice I can give, and hopefully the advice that even myself, even I can take, you know? And to everyone out there feeling stuck, feeling like you can't move forward or get to that next step, I'm telling you that we all can if we just keep pushing forward and eventually catch those dreams. Sometimes life is about risking everything for a dream that no one can see but you. And if you can't stop thinking about it, then don't stop working for it. You know, I don't know, perhaps life isn't about avoiding the bruises. Maybe it's about collecting the scars to prove that we actually showed up for it. You know, think about that. I just want to thank you guys so much for listening, you know, because there are a lot of people out there that are feeling stuck. And I'll be honest with you, I am currently one of those people, and I made this podcast not for myself, but anybody else who is feeling what I'm feeling currently. you know. Oh, and by the way, if you haven't already checked out one of my first podcast episodes, this is back in January. The episode is called Dream Chasing in LA, where me and three of my friends, we were talking about, you know, pretty much our moves to Los Angeles and why we moved and what our dreams are and all that stuff. So definitely check that out. I re-listened to it myself and I kind of got like re-inspired, like, oh, hey, let's do this. And I also got a chance to laugh. It was great. So check that out. And also, I want you guys to remember, those of you who are out there still chasing the dream, no matter what age you are, no matter what that dream is, don't give up on yourselves. I won't if you won't. Let's make a pact right now. Let's go ahead and make sure every week we do something that is pretty much in the direction of wherever your dream is. You know, let's make sure we do that. I feel like that's something that we can do for ourselves together. How about it? Make sure you guys call in. And if you don't have Anchor, give me a call at 805-664-1828. Tell me what your dreams are. What dream is it that you're chasing? You know, I want to know. Let's talk about it. You know, give me a call. Ah, you guys rock my ankle socks right off. I just want to thank you guys again for listening to my professionally silly podcast here on Anchor or whichever auditory platform you chose, because your Audible Boo Thing is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, CastBox, Pocket Podcasts, Overcast, and Podbean. So yeah, a girl certainly gets around, doesn't she? Well, at least my words do, or at least I hope they do. And if you're already a member of the Smile Squad, I appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to the station, thank you so much for joining me. And if you haven't already, go ahead and tap that subscribe and or favorite button so that you can be notified whenever I upload my weekly episodes. I plan on coming back more frequently, ladies and gentlemen. And also, if you enjoy my podcast and you want to experience my professionally silliness on other platforms, feel free to follow me on my other social medias. I've got Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, and others. So just go ahead and Google professionally silly or Amber Smiles Jones, and they should pop right on up if you search them in those little magnifying glass things there, yeah, on the apps. Or if you want to, you can just go ahead and check out my YouTube channel, which is also called Professionally Silly. I know, right? Shocker. And there are clickable links to all of my other social media platforms in the description box of each of my YouTube videos. So, thank you. Obviously, that was a hell of a plug, wasn't it? It was necessary. Trust me, it was necessary. Feel free to leave a review on my podcast on any of those platforms I mentioned earlier. And don't be afraid to call in and share your opinions about the topics that we discuss. You know, whether it's an episode of Professionally Silly that I did, you know, back in January or March or whatever, it doesn't matter. Feel free to call in, because when you heard the episode, it was the first time for you, and I want you to feel included, because this podcast isn't just for me, it's for anybody with ears. So, yay! So, if you want to go ahead and call in and you don't have Anchor, I've got myself a Google Voice number now, and the number is 805-664-1828. So you can give me a call right there. Maybe you want some advice, or maybe you want to tell me, you know, I don't know, the winning lotto numbers. I hope that's what it is. I could definitely use those numbers. A bitch has bills. Either way, be sure to call in. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit anywhere. Take that however you feel.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.